You're most welcome back. I'm joined in studio now by Shane Murphy. Shane, you're most welcome.
Thank you very much, Declan.
You're sitting on the wrong side of
I
the chair.
Know. It feels weird now, I must say.
Now, we're going to talk about the community market. Yeah. Where did this idea come from?
Last year, I was thinking about the fact that there is no connection in, you know, that there is no place that actually people can sell in their fresh produce and stuff like that. And, you know, it seemed to be a little bit of a resistance in the town that about actually setting up an actual farmer's market in the town. You know, we've had a lot of stuff in Barry's Lane, a lot of crafty stuff and stuff like that, but nothing really that's actually selling produce. So I said, you know, I decided last year, you know, I'm going to start this up. And then around October, November, there was a lady called Vera who put up a post on What's the Crack on Facebook. That's her site. She said, anyone any thoughts of a farmer's market? So we kind of linked in. And she's been a great support. She's been fantastic. Like, she really is a go-getter of getting this thing sorted. So we were thinking about different venues, and we've spoken to a lot of different people around town about different venues and stuff like that. A bit of resistance because of insurance, et cetera, et cetera. But we were privileged enough to talk to the campus on the top of Windmill Hill, the Cork campus on the top of Windmill Hill. Fella called Kieran there, and we spoke to them late last year, and we heard back, we got permission to use their land starting from the 9th of March. So that is where the community market is going to be.
Now, so that's all great in theory, yeah. But now you need to get people, to set up stalls.
Well,
how about that?
We have 15 people signed up, paid for, everything done now so far. We've sort out our own insurance. We have to get our own indemnity insurance. We've paid for that out of our own money at the moment. I mean, what I'd say about this is this: I'm doing this completely voluntary. I'm not making any money out of this. Vera's not making any money out of this. We're doing this because we see that y'all needs this.
Yeah.
Basically, we need it. So at the moment, we have 15 stalls signed up. Would you like me to call some
of
them
out?
I'd
love you to call them
out.
Let's see what I'm going up to buy.
Okay, exactly. So we have a lady called Lynn, and she is Nature's Alchemy, and she does all skincare products. Sean, Sauces and Jams. Steffi Fitz is Wax Products. Chris O'Connor, Crystals. Rojo's Bakery. Natasha Marie's Jewellery. Pepe Pizzas. Ali Seeds and Plants. Patsy O'Mahony, the Artist. Lauren O'Mahony, Crochet, Blankets and Baby Items. Anne Mason, who does Fermoy, she's in Fermoy and she does woodwork. We have coffee. Mary Murray, she does flower remedies and jewellery. Then there's a Temple Michael farm shop, which is milk, eggs and cheese. Indian Spices Guy and Eileen McGoldrick, who does art and jewellery as well. So that's what we have signed up so far.
You had me at Indian Spices Guy.
Yeah. Okay, all right, okay, yeah. And I suppose what we're trying to create here is, and I'd like to get this message out to the people that are listening in tonight today, that we're trying to create a community space, a place that you can just go up, and you, even if you don't want to buy something, there'll be music, there'll be different things on, we're going to have different workshops and different events on throughout the year. And, you know, it's a place that you can, if you're feeling a bit lost or a bit lonely, well, you and I have talked about on lots of different shows throughout the time about it'd be great to have a space that people could actually feel if they're feeling a bit lost or something like that, they could just go to have a chat and just kind of connect in with the community. So, you know, myself and Vera have set this up, but I want the community to get involved. I want everybody in y'all. I want all the communities, people to just kind of say, geez, I think that I'd like to do this. Come up, talk about it. You know, I want this to become a location, as I said to someone the other day, like the post offices used to be, where you used to go in and used to have a chat and used to have someone that you used to be able to connect with and have a bit of fun with. So that's the main purpose for actually setting this up, is that community energy. So, I mean, you know, people have been asking me about why going on the top of Windmill Hill, why go up to it? We have 15 stalls lined up at the moment. I think that numbers were going to increase because we don't have a fruit and veg person at the moment. But that's mainly down to timing, as far as they don't have anything ready for March. So we will have these people coming on board as time goes on. We have lots of different stall holders coming on board as we're going along. So I'd say easily that number will jump up to 20 fairly quickly. And we have enough space there for 30 stalls if we needed it. We have a green area there that we can use, that we're thinking about doing maybe yoga and Pilates during the summer and stuff like that. And the other great thing about being up on the top of Windmill Hill, there's an abundance of parking around there. if everybody's been up there. You can park in lots of places. Whereas if you're in the town, you're limited with parking.
Exactly.
And it's in the town, but not in the town.
So when is it starting?
The 9th of March.
And it's running from 9:30, is it?
From 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock.
10 to 1.
Every Saturday.
The 9th of March. That's absolutely
every Saturday for the next 100 years.
Shane, do you ever take a break? I mean, you're always doing something.
But, you know, I think I was saying to you off air, you were saying, geez, Shane, why you? Why are you doing this community market?
Yeah, I was.
You know, you run the Cancer Support Centre, you're a psychotherapist, you have your own show on the radio. And I just feel that we need this in Youghal. And just because we need it doesn't mean that I will wait for any obstacles. I feel that if we need it, I'll do it. And instead of waiting around for someone else to do it, I said, I'll do it. So, to be honest, I'm hoping that this community market will take off so well that I won't have to be there all the time, that it will just organically grow on its own, that it won't be getting it set up. This initial stage is the harder stage. But once that starts and once that rolls on, and I mean, I meant to say as well, we're actually making this very affordable. So for every stallholder that's signed up at the moment, is for 3 months, it's €70. So it works out at like less than a fiver per day.
That's very good.
You know, so it's affordable. It means that some person who's just selling jewellery that for €2 or €3, it means that, you know, I've been to markets in the past where the prices, people have said, oh, they're very expensive. That's because they're being charged €350, €400 for the year. Whereas we're making it very, very accessible for people to actually go up there and set up a stall. So I suppose, I want, if anybody else that wants to set up a stall or anything like that or wants to get involved in any way, to just reach out to us, like, you know.
Absolutely. And how would they get in touch?
Well, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and our email address is youghalcommunitymarket@hotmail.com. Or they can give me a ring on 086-8947-322. And I really, I have been speaking to a lot of the different groups in and around Youghal. And I was talking to Frank from Yara the other day, and we were talking about maybe setting up a buddy chair. I don't know if you know much about this. So someone can sit down, and then someone else has a choice to sit down with them, and you just have a chat. And I saw this originally over in the Netherlands, where they set it up in libraries, where you could be sitting down with somebody who might have been in World War II or remembers certain things. And, you know, it's a kind of a history lesson. It's kind of a chat. It's kind of, you know, just that kind of a buddy chair. People would volunteer. They sit down and someone just sit down and have a chat and talk about their life and a bit of sharing and stuff like that. Again, it's that connection, that kind of community, that kind of aspect of knowledge. Knowledge, so many people, we all have, you know, if someone sat down with you, Declan, I'm sure that you'd have an abundance of knowledge that people don't even know that they'd have, you know, and sat down with me, you know, the same thing, like, you know, not just talk about the weather and not talk about anything like that, but actually talk about things.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's not the only plan you have or the only idea you have at the moment.
In what way? Oh, yes, sorry, So on my own social media platforms, I started today. So I was just thinking during the week about Ash Wednesday. So people normally traditionally give up chocolate and sweets and crisps and all those sort of things that they give up. So what I challenge people to do is to actually be positive for 40 days. So every day you take an intention to actually be positive within your day. And, you know, even today now I shared a video on my social media platform about how I have been positive today. So like when I woke up this morning, like, you know, I had huge gratitude and stuff like that. And I met up with friends and had connection and had fun. And I've laughed lots of times. And anytime I've noticed my mind wandering into something else, I bring it back to being positive. So if somebody wants to go onto my Instagram page, it's Anxiety Expert. Simple as that, Anxiety Expert. And the same on Facebook and the same on LinkedIn. So I'm putting up a video every day. I'm encouraging people to get involved and getting involved. This isn't about me selling me or anything like that. It's about creating that positive energy, because there's so much negative energy out there at the moment. There's so much negative news. There's the stuff around Gaza, the stuff around everything else. Wouldn't it be great if we could all just be positive every day for 40 days? It's only 40 days, like, you know?
True. Absolutely, you know? Brilliant idea. Yeah, absolutely. And let's go back to the market again now. Again, tell us, starting on the 9th of March, and it'll run from 10 a.m. till 1
every Saturday.
And 15 signed up so far. You're hoping for a few more.
We're hoping for a few more. As I say, I'm not overly worried about the fruit and veg people, because we've had a few people that have inquired but have said things like the carrots have had a bad season this year. The frost has actually got to a lot of people with the carrots, and you know they see that they will join us, you know, come April stroke May type of thing. So I suppose the ways to get involved is obviously if you have a stall and you would like to get involved in some way or something like that. And it doesn't have to be, you know, I mean, when you think of farmers markets, it doesn't have to be over grandeur type of thing. You know, even if you look at the man who's doing sauces and jams, you know, people make jams and stuff like that at home, like that sort of stuff. So other ways to get involved, we're looking for volunteers to help us out on the day and stuff like that, and maybe help us with doing a little bit of signage and stuff like that around town and stuff like that. So if anybody wants to get involved in that, and then on the day, if there's any thought, and I don't care how radical or how mad it is, of something that you'd like to share. You know, if you're a musician, you know, we have some musicians signed up already for so there'll be music, live music on up there. But if there's anything that you think, geez, wouldn't it be great if we could do that, or we could showcase it there? You know, I was even thinking myself, you know, at the Musical Society, when they have an event happening, they could have maybe their opening of it or sharing some songs or something like that. So it's really about trying to get that community feel around it. You know, it's not the Shane and Vera show, it's the community, you know, and everybody to get around it, like, and everyone to get behind it. So I'm looking forward, you know, to and supporting it as well. Like, you know, I mean, I've no doubt in my mind on the very first day we will have great support, but it's the support throughout the year. Coming up, finding things that you actually want, you go up and you want, you know, Rojo's Bakery over there with all their fresh bakery. They'll be there every week.
Yeah, you know? And it's nice to go and bring home something for lunch.
You can bring home something, and you know that every Saturday you can go up and you can get that. You know that every Saturday you can go up and have a pizza or whatever, you know. So if you have present coming up for something like that, you know that there's jewellery and stuff like that. It's not like Barry's Lane, which is kind of just on during Christmas. It's on every Saturday. So every Saturday we'll have different teams, we'll have different events on and stuff like that. So, but I don't want it all just on me. I want other people to get involved.
Okay. Shane Murphy, thanks a million.
No problem. Thank you.
You make me tired of all the things you're involved in. But anyway, thanks a million. And it sounds like an absolutely brilliant idea, starting the 9th of March from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. And get up there and enjoy it.
Exactly, yeah. Thank you very much, Declan.